This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer this week raised prices on about 40 of its drugs, Lipitor for cholesterol. Viagra went up too. Dan Gorenstein reports.
A little more than a month ago, President Trump declared that some of the big drug companies are, quote, going to announce voluntary massive drops in prices. Since then, more than 50 drug makers have actually raised prices, according to data from Elsevier's Gold Standard Drug Database. Rachel Sachs is a professor of law at Washington University.
The drug companies' actions show that the administration's rhetoric that it's getting tough has not yet caught up to their actual behavior.
Congressional leaders have joined with the Trump administration to condemn the pharmaceutical industry's business-as-usual practices, like raising prices twice a year. Michael Ray of Rx Savings Solutions believes the more aggressive drug makers get, the more likely Washington will act.
At some point, there's going to be kind of a reckoning of the industry. How and when that plays out, we just don't know yet.
The administration released its plan to rein in drug prices back in May, but these recent price hikes suggest the industry feels no pressure, at least for right now. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.